Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the shop, click, drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the lovely Coppola Studios for episode 276 of The Mom Game. I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs.
And we're Julie, back.
We are back together.
Yay.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressive.
We're starting off hot.
Coppola Chardonnay to celebrate that we are back together.
And it is pre-noon.
It is
pre-noon. This is a good one for us.
I mean, it's 10 minutes before noon. It's totally fine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, but it's good to be back. I had Jake sitting in for you last week, which was, he was great, but it felt weird.
Yeah,
you know, we were just talking about it a little bit. And then a few weeks ago, Jasmine was in for me. So we've both now had guest co-hosts.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
And our little show.
I do.
You know, it's fun. We've been doing this for so long. We have such a good rhythm routine.
Yeah.
It's like so easy. It's so, it just flows, and it's good to have you back.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear about your trip.
It's good to be back. Yeah. Vacation was so good. I just have to get away in order. Like, it's hard for me to relax when I am in Fort Worth, in Dallas.
I know. Like, and this is the ongoing question, like, with you. I'm always wanting to know how you can best relax and if you can relax. And I'm excited to hear it. Sounds like the verdict is that you relax.
I was very relaxed. Good. Now, I was still highly productive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like my favorite, though. Like, if I can be relaxed and productive, it's like dream scenario for me because this is how my brain is wired. So what happens is I go on vacation. We've been going the same place at Seaside since Hattie was one. So this is our 12th year to go. So we've gone to the same place every year. So now I know the routine. I know my routine. I fall into it super easily. And then like shit that I don't like to do at home.
Yeah.
I'm so very fine and happy doing it on vacation. So making breakfast every morning. I loved it. I didn't mind cleaning up. I was like, the kids are on vacation. They did have a set chore list that they had to complete before they could go
frolic around
and kind of do whatever they want, because the way that Seaside's set up is it's basically like a little bubble and you stay within these confines and you're going to be just fine. So with the age my kids are at, it's just easy. So every morning I would wake up. I mean, I don't think I slept past 7. Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning between like 6 and 6:30, get up. I time it to where I get some laundry done, just start to get everything ready at the house. And then I would go on my walk. I'd leave at 7, weighted vest walk, 4 miles, time it to where the juice truck that I get a charcoal detox juice from opens at 8. So I'm there right when they open.
My gosh.
I get the charcoal detox drink and I walk back to the house and then I cook breakfast.
Did you walk by yourself?
Okay. So one day, Henry went with me one day.
Yeah.
So Henry's friend, Wyatt, came on Sunday.
Oh, that's my pickleball partner. From Chicken and Pickle.
Wyatt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Oh, yes.
We won.
I was like, wait a second. This is so weird. Yes. Wyatt, yes. Your pickleball partner.
He's sweet.
He is sweet. So he was already there for a baseball tournament. So they came and met us on Sunday. So Friday and Saturday, Henry just kind of would just do whatever, hang with us. So Henry and I decided to go work out Friday morning. So we were going to run and jog and walk. And I had my weighted vest on and I was excited about it. And so we start off and I'm literally like, tell him, because the sidewalks there are kind of, you know, they're brick and ass, whatever. I was like, can we just walk on the street? Like, it's early. Nobody's going to be in the streets, really. Like, cause, and he's like, why? And I was like, it just reduces the risk of me falling. And he's like, really, Mom? And I was like, really? So anyway, we're just chugging along. We're doing half mile jog, followed by a half mile walk, followed by half mile jog. So we're going on this whole route through these neighborhoods, super fun, talking. It's great. Aww. And then out of nowhere, sniper got me.
What do you mean?
Sniper got me. I mean, I busted my ass.
Yeah.
You know, listen.
How?
I just tripped over my own feet, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
When you're wearing a weighted vest, your legs are heavier. A
weighted vest fall. So you went down heavy.
I went down hard. So Henry knows I have a torn meniscus. Yeah. And so I've just been operating on it for 5 years. So he was like, oh my gosh, Mom, did you blow out your knee? And I was like, nope, just tripped.
Did he laugh or was he like super?
No, he was very concerned. Aww. And then once we figured out I was going to be okay and just have a giant.
I didn't know, first of all, you fell. I didn't know you fell with Henry.
And he was so sweet. He was like, you want to stop? And I'm like, no, we're going to finish.
Oh gosh.
We're powering through. We got 0.15 miles on this jog left, like, you know, whatever.
Were you bleeding?
I was bleeding. I had to stop and ask some people for paper towels that were packing up their car. I was like, hey, like blood streaming down my sweaty shins. And they were like, oh, okay. Do you need some, you know, medical assistance? I'm like, no, I'll be fine. You know, so we get back to the house.
Isn't it the weirdest feeling falling like while you're running? Sucks. I told you I did this like a year or two ago. And it's like your life flashes before your eyes. You're like all disheveled. You're like, where am I? Am I alive? Who saw me?
And you're trying so hard to prevent it. Like, what can I do in the next 0.4 seconds to prevent completely eating shit?
Yes.
And so thank God thank God I got my hands down.
Yeah.
And they were fine. And then one knee took the brunt of it.
Oh.
But I was like just envisioning like, you know, busting my chin open and jacking up my teeth. And
right.
So I felt like I came out, you know, relatively unscathed.
That's good. I'm glad it wasn't worse.
My right knee would tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
And then the knee's the worst place. Yeah. So you can't, like, you need to medicate it. And then you need to let it breathe, right? So you need to let it breathe. We can't let it breathe at night because then that shit's sticking to the sheets.
Yeah.
And so you have to get on this whole regimen of, okay, now it's time for the hydrogen peroxide, alcohol, Neosporin, Band-Aid to get that shit done. And then it
threw a wrench in your whole morning routine.
I know. But I've powered through.
Kept going. And you got your chocolate.
Charcoal. Have you ever had a charcoal deep? Okay.
No.
Have you ever had straight ginger juice?
No.
So this place that I go to, it's called Green Stream. It's this cute little, way overpriced. Mm-hmm. I mean, my Mike's like, are you seriously paying that every morning for your fucking charcoal?
$15?
$14.40.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, yes, I'm on vacation and this is what I want to do. And this is part of my routine. And there's no Starbucks around here, so I don't get a coffee. So anyway, the first day they used to have these like apple cider vinegar and like cayenne pepper shots that are supposed to, like, I don't know, make you 10 years younger, whatever. So every once in a while I'd get those. Well, they didn't have them this year. They had ginger juice, straight ginger juice.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, well, I'll have it's called a wellness shot.
Like a Moscow mule?
Definitely not. So they give you two in a tiny little cup. It's 2 ounces of straight ginger juice. Mm-hmm. And then they serve it with an orange slice. I'm like, what is this? So I take the ginger juice shot. Holy fuck balls. It was so, it's a taste unlike anything I've ever experienced. And I shoved that orange slice in my mouth.
That was your chaser.
So fast that I could, and I was like,
oh my gosh.
And it stuck with me forever. And then followed it up with the charcoal detox drink, which no clue what's in there. It's black. I don't know. I love it and it tastes good. Let me just say, like, for colonoscopy preps, they could prescribe that.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, whoa. My system was like,
it cleared you out.
We are doing some work in here.
With the charcoal one?
Was the combination.
Wow. But and you had like, to continue your all the way home.
Well, yeah, but it's not that fast.
Okay.
It's a slow burn. So anyway, I don't, I don't know what the health benefits of straight ginger juice are, but
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't. I get so overwhelmed by all the juices and the things and the vitamins and the people that tell you you have to do all this stuff. It's like, I know there's truth to it, but there's way too many options and choices and all that.
Okay, speaking of, I felt overwhelmed too. And you know, I've been having my hormone issues because I'm old and, you know, hysterectomy and perimenopause or regular menopause, whatever. So I went to see your friend, now my friend, Morgan at House of Skin and Health. So she put me on, did I tell you about this? The energy shots?
So, I don't think so.
Okay. So it's called NAD Plus. Mm-hmm. Now, what I love, okay, you would not be a candidate for NAD Plus. Mm-hmm. It's for energy and it's wonderful, but these, the way that this works is like if you have cancer cells in your body, it will also feed off of it.
Oh.
So people like you, so that's why she's so great. She's like, this is not for everyone. There is no end all be all for everyone. There is no one size fits all. So like for someone like you who is a cancer survivor, it would not be wise for you to get on.
It accelerates this, because if there was anything lingering.
If there was anything in there, the cancer cells are going to feed off of that too. Yeah. So I don't have any history of cancer in my family. And so I'm a prime candidate for something like that. I've been on it for 4 weeks and I can tell you, like, I have seen a noticeable difference in my energy.
And it's what, a shot?
The way I feel. So it's an injection.
Okay, it's the one that you were talking about. Okay, you did
mention that. So I do it every 3 days. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking everyone along on this hormone journey with me because I was completely uneducated. And so go to see Morgan. She did all my blood work up on my last day of vacation. I was on my weighted vest walk.
I saw that little photo. Yep. Yeah.
And so she's walking me through everything, telling me stuff about myself and my body that I had no idea
about. Was it surprising, interesting?
Super surprising, super interesting. Like, apparently my good cholesterol is off the charts good.
Uh-huh.
My vitamin D is off the charts good.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. Because that's usually, like, common.
She was like, I've never seen vitamin D this high. I've never seen good cholesterol this high. And I was like, damn, yes, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Now, my liver function is a little low.
Uh-huh. Cheers.
Cheers.
To be expected.
So probably I probably need to be a little more mindful of my consumption. Mm-hmm. Also too, Morgan, you have to understand, I bet I drink a gallon of water a day. I drink so much water. So she told me about, like, you know, your body absorbing it. Like there's these like, you know, the little packets.
Yeah.
Like electrolytes or whatever. So she recommended some, and actually Mike had already got them for Henry. So I'm trying to work those into my routine. And then she put me on 4 supplements that she sent me this thing for. You go to this app, it orders it, it comes to your house. And so she's got me squared away. Because awesome. I basically told her, like, I don't know anything. I can listen to, and then this is another thing. Like, all my girlfriends are like, okay, so here's another thing. Sorry, sidetracked. I'm super excited. Do I look a little buffer today at all?
Sure.
Cut, ripped.
Yeah, totally.
Got testosterone in my ass.
Okay. All right. Yep. Everyone's doing it.
It's been like 2 hours. Uh-huh. And I'm feeling.
So today you got.
Today I got it. So it's the pellets. Okay. And again.
You got pelleted.
I got pelleted.
Nice.
So again, this is also controversial. Like, I told my girlfriends I was doing this and they're like, I saw a person on Mel Robbins' podcast and she's a hormone guru and expert. And she said, do not do pellets and do not do this. Oh, do not do testosterone, all that kind of stuff. So I get it. And so, and I realize that there are a lot of quote unquote experts out there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Glad there are. My whole thing is I have turned my hormonal situation over to Morgan. Mm-hmm. She has drawn my blood. She has analyzed those lab results. And then she is giving me a plan. Is it automatically going to work? Everything she does, she said, this is going to be a constant check back. I'm going,
which is how you have to do it.
100%.
Yeah.
And so I'll go back in 4 more weeks. We'll check and see how the testosterone is working, like all that kind of stuff. So it's not, there's not a one size fits all for ladies. Like, I just was like, I've got to do something because I'm feeling irritable. Like, I'm irritable by nature, but like way more, like short fuse. Like, I was like, I don't feel like myself.
Right.
And I didn't want to keep feeling that way. So I was like, let's go. Let's try.
You.
Morgan said, I've been doing pellets for a long time. They're not for everyone. Let's try it and see how it is. And if you don't like it, or if it's, your body's not responding, then we pivot and do something else. Like, it there's not, like I said, there's no like, let me write you a prescription for A, B, and C, and then that's the same one I'll write for Julie, and everything's going to be great and magical.
Because we're all very different.
So anyway, yeah. So I've got testosterone in my butt right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I was just like Googling them real quick. So the big advantage is that you don't have to like be taking something every day.
Or the cream. So there's a cream. It's not as effective.
Yeah.
Basically. It's just this. And I'm like, you know me. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Whatever. You tell me to do it, I'll do it. Like,
yeah.
I'll just go full throttle.
And you go like every 3 months or something, and she'll do those dissolve?
I assume.
Okay.
So yeah.
She's got to remove like gun shells.
No. It's so funny. I told her as my ass was hanging out in her face this morning, I was like, I used to think that these were like the size of like rabbit pellets. And basically you just like carved a hole out in my butt and then put a flap on top and took it out and stuck the pellet in and put it in. I mean, they're tiny, tiny.
Yeah. I think that's great.
So, I mean, like I said, I just wanted to do something to feel better.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't felt like myself. And I just, the energy was a big, big player because I'm like, I was still getting everything I needed to get done, but it was completely exhausting me.
Yeah.
And then when you're exhausted, you're cranky. And then, you know, the energy, like I was still doing everything I would normally do, but it was just like
taking a toll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I was doing it all in quicksand.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So it's the energy shot and then the pellets. It's kind of your deal.
And then I've got like a handful, like I think there's 4 to 5 supplements, and then I'm working that hydration.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morgan's amazing.
Yeah.
And she was helping me. She did the test for Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And I found out I do not have the Alzheimer's gene.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because that's what my dad passed away from. My brother and I both don't have it. So that's
great. Awesome. Yeah.
I do have the BRCA gene, which is why I had to breast cancer and had to do all the early hysterectomy.
Sure.
But she gave me the name because my situation's
a
little.
She asked me about this today. She said, is Julie gone?
And you probably were like, you probably guessed no.
And I said, I just said.
Kind of smart ass remark, did she say?
I don't know, but if I were to put money on it, my guess would be not yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's been my whole thing. It's just hard. It's hard to find time to take care of yourself.
Yes.
You know, when your kids need a lot.
Yep.
Like my kids need a lot of appointments.
Yeah.
A lot of appointments, a lot of phone calls, a lot of talking to the secretary, a lot of insurance. So it's like anything for me just goes to the back burner. So I'm trying to get better about that. But she gave me the name of a doctor who I can talk to because my specific situation, having had cancer in the past, you have to be a lot more careful about the things you're putting into your body.
Correct.
And testosterone is something that is a little bit, you know, there's different science on if I should or shouldn't do it. So, but that's just one of the ways that she can help. Like she found someone in her network that is an expert at hormone replacement with breast cancer or cancer survivors. I'm like, damn, awesome. Okay. So I do need to call him.
Well, I will say though, like you mentioned, like we don't take time for ourselves. Like, and especially, I just made it I don't know what happened, or I think maybe I just was feeling so not like myself that like I was like, okay, I'm scheduling this appointment and this appointment. I'm going to get all my shit taken care of.
Yeah.
Cause I need to. And
everyone around you will benefit from it too. So
100%. You know, I'm telling Mike, like, I'm so excited. Like I've got this scheduled and this done and this done and this done. And I'm just excited about
it. Is
I'm just excited to have a plan. Like I'm a plan person. Like that, like tell me what to do, I'll do it. I just need to know what to do.
Well, I love how it all worked out because she's the perfect person.
She is. And I kept talking about this, and then you brought her to me, and I was like, oh my god, this is exactly what I needed. And I already have had a couple friends reach out. My friend Christy was like, okay, tell me, I've got to get my shit under control too. So I think too, a lot of times we don't know what it is, and so we're not afraid to talk about it, but we're like, okay, so what do we
do? You're like, I'm 40-something.
Right.
This is, I guess, how we feel. It's like, no, and it really does need like a dedicated person to manage hormones and everything that we're going through this age. And I think the primary care doctors aren't necessarily that person all the time. You know, you're in and out with them. And she's someone that will sit down, take all the time, and just really focus on how
well. And even too, like I talked to my friend Meredith Land. I went to dinner with her a couple months ago, and she was telling me about like she was like, I had to get my whole scene in check. Like she went on this whole hormone journey, and so I was like, okay, I need to do this.
Oh,
and so I'm so thankful to you for bringing Morgan to me. And
she's great. She's awesome. And I love supporting her because she's just like, you know, a mom that felt like there was a need for this.
In a beautiful, she has a beautiful space. Great. And she's, I mean, gave me her cell phone numbers, like text me, what do you need, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm super, super excited. I can't wait to get jacked.
I can't wait to get the weekly check-in on Emily.
I'm going to be like so jacked.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to be ripped.
Well, and God, energy is just huge at this point. And apparently,
like, it's supposed to help with, like, as soon as I mentioned testosterone, Mike was like, oh, so. I know what testosterone does.
Right.
Like,
that's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal.
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't mean that to turn into an infomercial, but I am super,
super. Well, it's
super,
part of your, it's part of your world.
It's part of my journey.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, okay. You went to Morgan Wallen.
I did.
How did this come about?
So we just went last weekend.
Was it just you and Ryder?
Well, just Ryder and I went to the concert.
Okay.
But he was playing only in Houston on this tour. He released new music back in May, and so Ryder's been listening to him a lot and obsessed, and I was looking at his little worksheets that he'd come home from school with. It's like, what, something you want to do over the summer, or what's, if you could do one thing or whatever, and it kept saying, like, go see Morgan Wallen, go to Morgan Wallen, go to Morgan Wallen, and his little nine-year-old, at that time, boy handwriting, and I was like, that's so sweet. And then I saw Morgan Wallen was playing in Houston the week, like a few days before his birthday. And I was sitting there with my parents. They were in Dallas and we were all chatting on the back patio about Ryder's birthday, things upcoming. And I'm like, I just want to do this. Like, I saw that it was happening. It's just part of, like, I don't know, pulling the trigger on a plan and making it happen.
Yeah.
Like pulling the trigger on buying the tickets. Once you buy the tickets, you got to make it happen.
Yeah.
And so I bought the tickets. I found, you know, they're so expensive.
Oh my gosh, that's what I did for Zach Bryan. And I just remember, I think we were in Lubbock and I'd had a couple of mimosas and my girlfriend Heather was like, do it, let's go. And my friend Ashley, they're both like, pure, like, come on, let's go, buy them. And I'm like, okay.
And you ended up saying it was like one of the best.
It was.
Taking Henry to Zach
Bryan. Probably, like, outside of baseball, that's the best. That trip for the two of us was just amazing. So
yes,
I'm so glad you did.
It's so special.
It is.
And my parents were sitting there and they were in on it too. So they were like, well, we'll go to Houston too. Like, we'll find an Airbnb. We can take Anna when you and Ryder go to the concert. Like, my stepdad drove us there, picked us up at 11:30 at night, because that's the hard with a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, post concerts are a giant concert's a total shit show.
Yeah.
So just knowing that he was there to pick us up, like, we actually found him and connected and got home. But it was just a spontaneous thing. I couldn't wait to surprise him. I surprised him. I recorded it because I was like, this is going to be so good. And I just want to remember it. Like,
I didn't see the surprise.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, even in the reel I put to, like, recap it, that starts with the surprise.
Okay,
and I've just started putting all this on social media because I'm like, for me, it's easier and I want to remember all these things. Like, and it's hopefully someday he can go, whether I save it somewhere or whatever, like, I'm not a scrapbooker. Like, I don't even print photos off my phone like you do. Like, I can't, but what I can do is put it on Instagram, as silly as that is, but.
And it'll live there.
And it'll live there.
Hopefully.
And, you know, there's sometimes, like, added benefits. I'm like, what if Morgan Wallen sees this? You know, I did DM his team before we went. I had Sweet Jasmine was like, well, anything in country music, let me know. I can help. She tried to get like a meet and greet.
Yeah.
But he wasn't doing them. But I Googled and it was like, you can sometimes DM and his team will read it. So, you know, I tried that. It didn't work. But I'm like, putting stuff out on social media sometimes can be really great. Also, his third grade teacher, who's from Houston, was like, I'm going to be there. So we went and saw, we like met
I did
her,
see that picture.
Gave her a hug.
That's, yeah.
She's adorable. Like, so, you know, there's benefits to putting things out there. But he couldn't believe it. Like, couldn't believe that we were going. I got obstructed view tickets, but they were still great. Like, it wasn't really that obstructed because he runs all around.
There
was one little spot that we, like, couldn't see him, but there's a screen. He actually came over and sang two songs just to the obstructed view. The poor people in the cheap seats, which were $200 each. You know,
I know.
The pit were $2,000. Ryder's kind of looking. He's like, can we go down to the ground? I'm like, no, honey.
It's insane.
You know, it's insane. And it was less expensive. That was one of the things. NRG, I think, is a little less expensive than AT&T. And, like, navigating, maneuvering all around is a little bit easier.
I don't even want to tell you how much I paid for that Zach Bryan tickets.
And, like, $200 a ticket's kind of my concert cap. Like, it's just a concert, you know? But I will say, like, it plus fees and everything else ended up being, like, $500.
Okay. Can we talk about that?
The fees are insane. Yes.
So I think I bought some Zach Bryan tickets for, like, $550. And I'm like, woo, this is, you know, big Christmas present. This is huge. Then you check out and it's like, and that will be $2,100. I'm like, what the fuck just happened to me?
It's terrible. And I see a lot of people like kind of complaining about
and
this,
I don't think it's on the artist.
No, it's not on the artist. It's a detriment to the artist. Like, you want people to be able to come see you.
When did I hear someone talk about this? That like a lot of it has to do with the venue. My posture is terrible.
Yeah, the venue. Well, and then these like third party ticket
surprise
sales
Glenn
places.
Didn't tell me to get up straight. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
He just told you.
Thank you, Glenn. But I did see myself on the side. I look like a hunchback. Okay.
Hey, lock in with that testosterone, girl. Oh, there you go. Show us your muscles.
Sorry.
But no, it was amazing. He knew like every word, every song.
Isn't it like, didn't you just like find yourself watching it?
Oh my gosh. I was
singing
like,
the words.
Just watching it. Oh, it's just precious. And then like.
And he's had a rough little year.
He has. He's had a rough year. He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
The neurofeedback has helped him so much. That's what we mostly talked about. I'm sure you listened to the episode last week while you were on vacation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Multiple times.
Yes. But we had the owner of Braintopia on. Yeah. And we
I have
talked
seen
all
some
about
of the clips.
Neurofeedback. Yeah. And that combined with a lot of variables in his life, like things we've been working on, talking about. I mean, just knowing what is going on with him and me being able to talk to him about it, I think has been huge. But he is in such a good spot.
Yay.
He's in an amazing spot.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
And so we just had so much fun. He's just so sweet. Like, just love you, Mom. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, just cognizant of other people's feelings and the way what he does has an effect on the people around him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just crazy. It's like that little guy that's been in there the whole time. I'm really seeing him now, and I'm not seeing whatever little like evil demon would pop out. That wasn't him. Like,
right.
It was brain stuff.
Julie, I'm
so
happy.
It's really been awesome. And I'm like, I'm tiptoeing it, you know, like, hopefully this doesn't go away. But like, you know, when school starts, that's going to be a challenge because that's where a lot of those external factors weigh in, and social stuff and tests and all that.
Yeah.
We got his star scores from the math thing. Remember how he was so panicked?
Isn't he puking?
He puked for the reading one,
okay.
And I didn't send him because he actually was sick, because he was sick for like 4 days after that.
That's right. We thought it was nerves and it ended up being a full-blown virus.
He didn't do reading. Math, he went and did, knocked it out. I have to brag on him. Like, better than 96% of kids that took the test.
Atta kid,
like,
writer.
Just, like, he's just killing it. Like, and he has such a smart brain. So whatever was wrong with it, which I think was inflammation and stuff like that, was affecting him so much. So to kind of clear that out and get him back to even where he should be and use that smart brain for good, it's just been really great. And that made the concert experience that much better. Like, there was no, you got to worry about him being off or tempered or this or that or traveling. Like, it was great. We had so much fun with the family. And I think like probably both of us would say, it's just one of those things. It's like, buy the tickets, like buy the concert tickets.
I know.
Do the spontaneous thing. It's such a big life thing for me, just having had cancer, not to bring it back to that. But it's like, you just, if something sounds freaking awesome with your family, especially, like, just do it. I know.
Mike always says, like, when we go on vacation, like, maybe this might every year, like, enjoy it. This could be our last year, because it's not cheap. I mean, no vacation's cheap ever.
Right.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up. We're going.
Yeah.
Every year we're going.
Yes.
Like, until I die. Like, we're going.
Yeah.
I will make this happen. I will sell feet pics. I'll do whatever I need to do.
Yes.
In order to do this, because when you're 12 years in, like, we're doing this. Like, this is, the kids look forward to it. I look forward to it probably more than anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's just some things. Like, I hope that we take our grandkids there.
Yeah.
Like, all that kind of stuff. But yes, not to interrupt you, but yes, buy the tickets, do the things, do the experiences. Because those, you know, those last.
You never know.
Right.
You just never know. And our kids are at prime ages to do these experiences.
Oh, and they're
going to
so
get
fun.
Old and like gripe about things when we want to hang out with them. So when they want to hang out with you or they're amenable to hanging out with you, probably like, as they get older, but they're still like, okay, cool. This is a cool thing. I'll do it. You know? So,
and I think it's fun. Like, I love that you and Ryder just went, the two of you.
Yeah.
Like, there's something, you know, cause I feel like, you know, I think it's so important to have like that one-on-one time.
Yeah.
When you have multiple kids. That one-on-one time with each parent.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so.
And that's a special memory. Ryder will never forget that. And like, Henry will never forget that Zach Bryan
concert.
He will never forget.
Zach Bryan will come on. He'll think of you. Oh, you know? Like I was listening to Morgan Wallen just on the way here thinking of Ryder. Like, it's, you know, it's just awesome. And music is powerful in that way.
It is.
I love it. We love
music.
Don't
you wish? I wish so bad that I had any sort of musical talent.
You don't even have to have the talent though. Like just being a fan of it.
For sure. Like, but can you imagine? Like I remember thinking during that concert, like how crazy that must be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I guess in a similar sense, it's that way with sports. Like you possess this talent to throw a, you know,
right,
baseball 100 miles an hour. You possess this, you know, ability to hit threes from the logo and throw touchdown passes and all that kind of stuff. But like something like that, that's like so soulful and like connects you on a,
exactly,
such a,
The lyrics and songwriting and everything.
Know.
It's and Morgan Wallen, I mean, just the concert in itself was so good.
Yeah.
And
so he came out with, but he's kind of cheesy. He came out with like Drake and
Roger Clemens. Yeah. He does this like walk up, like a wrestler almost.
Yes.
But we
Which
sat
good
there.
For him. Like, listen, love you, Morgan Wallen. Like, love your music. I just, I get cringy a little bit on stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people cringe out on shit I do and say, like, for the first 10 minutes of this podcast. But
right. That, so I didn't think anything of that, but he was cheesy like early in his career, I think, because whoever was telling him, like guiding him, made him sing only about like drinking and whiskey and like trucks, you know, like, but I feel like now that he's at this point in his career, like his record that just came out is a lot more soulful and, like, about him and about like a couple of, you know, now he's labeled as the bad boy and he's kind of like, well, this is why, like, I'm not actually that bad. He has one right now that's like, I'm a little crazy, but the world's insane. It's like, nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Boy, you're right.
Mad about me like leaving the credits of Saturday Night Live a little bit early or something.
Right.
Look at this world.
Which, like, that was so dumb.
Like, yes. And so it's like he's kind of like, now that he's established himself, like any of us, once you feel established in your career, your life, you feel like you can say your piece. And I think his music's gotten a lot better. So it's really, this latest album was really good. And now I'm a big fan. And I didn't even know he was on The Voice. Like, he was on The Voice. That's where he like got started.
I didn't know that.
And he sang like just some terrible like 90s song. Like, I don't know what, his look was bad. His song was bad. The judges, he didn't like, he wasn't even one of the top 10 or something like that on The
but
Voice.
But that's how he got to start.
Yes. And I think nowadays that's just what people do. You go on these shows. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe I'll go on The Voice.
You know what? That'd be great content.
It would be great content. Maybe we should have our own voice.
You just said you don't have musical talent.
Zero.
But you're mad at me for making a noise about you going on The Voice?
But what if we did this? What if we have our own voice right here? We have our own podcast. What if we each sing a song?
Oh, I thought you meant like have people come on and sing and we can be judges.
Well, I mean, let's baby step this.
Okay. You want to sing?
I don't want to, but I will.
Okay. So will I.
Did you ever sing in a talent show in like junior high, elementary?
I was Snow White in the elementary school musical.
Sing? Did you sing?
I sang.
What?
I was the lead.
What's?
Oh. I sing to the birds. I sing to the trees. I sing to the butterflies that float along the breeze. And all who hear echo back to me this very simple song with a melody. La 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 la. Echo, echo.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la. Snow, Snow White. Your turn.
La Snow White. You were Snow White, didn't she have black hair? Did you wear a wig?
No, I was on Snow White.
Well, I was not the lead. I was in The Wizard of Oz, and guess who I was?
The mean witch.
You are such a bitch. You're a bit. You are a bitch hiding in nice person's clothing.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
It was the Wicked Witch of the North. No, I was Tweedledum.
Shut up.
Swear to God. I wanted to. Wait, what did I just say? It wasn't Wizard of Oz. It was.
You said Wizard of Oz.
Was wait. No, it was Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. Big difference.
Wait, Tweedledee and Tweedledum are in Alice.
They're
Wonderland.
Not in. Yeah, I don't think they're in The Wizard of Oz, okay. Unless they're Munchkins.
No.
Okay, sorry. It was Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, well then you could have been the Wicked Witch.
No, I was still Tweedledum. But I wanted so bad to be Alice. And my friend Melissa got it. And I was like,
so what did Tweedledum do?
Just dumb shit. Which set the course for the remainder of my life.
Have you never told me this?
Yeah.
You were Tweedledum.
I was Tweedledum.
And there was a Tweedledee?
There was. And I can't remember who was Tweedledee. And that's offensive. And I'm sorry, Tweedledee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like
we wore...
Like these guys?
That is not Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well, it is. It's just a different version of them.
No, I need the old ass. Yep. That was me. Yeah. That was me.
Oh, my gosh.
So... Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was killing it in middle school. Killing it. Being called mosquito bites, gorilla, dishpan ass. Like, I mean, I was fucking
like
playing Tweedledum.
I was, like, was just doing a bit. Like, they were just messing with you. Like, sure, Joan.
I was
You'll get a part in the play. You're Tweedledum. Have fun.
I was nailing everything in middle school. Like, I crushed
Screaming in your basketball.
Yelling at people on the basketball court.
Oh, my God.
God bless. I mean, listen, I know I'm fucked up, but it's a miracle that I'm not way more fucked up than I am. Honestly.
Because of all the things that happened in middle school.
I mean, I just rattled off like 10 things that would scar a child for like decades.
You came out on the right side of it
I
all.
I did. I overcame.
It motivated you.
Okay, but you want to know the song that I sang in the talent
yes,
show?
Yes, please.
And that I swayed back and forth like this.
Uh-huh. Like Tweedledum would. Uh-huh. What was it?
When the night has come. And the land is dark, I don't know. And the moon is the only light we'll see. Uh-huh. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, stand by. Okay, I can't do anymore. So I'm not a good singer, obviously.
That's great, Emily.
But
wait, why was Tweedledum singing that?
That was a different time. Okay. Different time. Okay. Tweedledum was before or after, I can't remember. But I sang Stand By Me because I picked like the most monotone song ever made and that I could just rock back and forth, side to side. And maybe snap a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, God bless, I'm awkward. But, you know, that's what it is.
Oh, I love it. So who knew we both had these performances.
That was our past. But you're actually like a decent singer. Mm. Mm. What if we both sang the national anthem?
Oh, like where?
I don't know, here.
Oh, okay. Not right now.
Not okay. You want to prepare for it?
Yeah, we need to practice.
Okay.
Do you think if we went out and pitched us singing the national anthem to like anybody, somebody, would they accept?
Chuck Morgan, he will. Okay, so they do tryouts every offseason.
I can't do anything else with the Rangers. I can't do anything else.
After that first pitch.
I collapse in front of, I can't do it. Oh my God, Chuck Morgan saying my name, I just melted.
Bless.
I can't.
I know. You know
we
what
need that- a, we need to start small. Julie. Savannah Bananas?
Okay. No, that's way big. Dude, they're so big. But you know what that was? That Rangers first pitch, that was karma. That was karma.
For what?
Do you remember the way you reacted to my first pitch in Frisco?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were ruthless.
I was not.
You are not ruthless. That cackle that you let out as soon as that ball left my hand.
Yeah.
So that was called karma.
Well, okay. I didn't know at that point how hard it was to throw a first pitch in front of people. And now I know.
It is. It will totally jack with your mind.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, I feel like this has been a great start to the show. We have done a lot. We haven't even got it to any of our segments.
Who just went and did it with the Rangers? It was like, was it Paige Buchers or was
Buckers?
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it? Did she do it? Someone went out there. It was like some woman, like badass athlete. And I remember being like,
Paige.
Let's see. She's going to suck too.
And she and fucking
killed
it.
I'm like, how? That's the athlete mentality, she's an athlete. I guess. Yeah. You're just used to the pressure.
Yeah. Oh. She's an athlete.
She was great.
We are not.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's talk a little sports. We have so much to. We're going to put puberty talk in the tackle box.
Okay.
I'm putting it on there
let's
right
put
now.
Puberty talk in the
because we don't have enough.
And Jasmine can come camera ready for when we do that.
Exactly. Puberty talk.
We need her on to tell her period story.
Okay. Okay, sports courts brought to us by our friends at Yokiero. So I know we don't have any Yokiero on deck. I mean, or on set. But
Have you been munching on that?
Dude, I took the Yokiro to the beach.
Yeah.
It's like, you think it's just like guacamole and salsa. Mm-hmm. So there's corn salsa, there's onion dip, there's mm-hmm. this ridiculous jalapeno dip spread yep. shit. It's so good.
Well, grab and goes are
And those grab clutch. And goes are legit. And they have all the, like, the nutrition facts. Like, everybody's worried about what they're putting in their body, rightfully so, especially with their kids. Perfect for 4th of July, the mm-hmm. pool, the beach, lunches when school starts back up. So shout out to our friends at Yokiro. And we're going to have a guest on.
We are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to talk in a couple of weeks about nutrition for kids, for us,
yeah,
everything else, because that is very important to the Yokiro brand, is the stuff that they're creating. It's yeah. it's good for you. And yeah, these little grab and goes you can find now at the grocery store. And they're very clutch. I think we need to keep ask Tara if we can just keep them coming.
I mean, they're so good.
Yeah, they're yeah. great. Because a lot of times you open up the salsa or the guac or whatever, and you don't need the whole thing, and no. then it goes bad.
Yeah, it's just
it's
a
just
little...
enough for like a little snack. So yeah. it's awesome. Make sure and check them out. And let us know if you do.
Yeah, the refrigerated section of your local grocery store. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're taping on Wednesday this week, and then, you know, it'll air on Thursday. So by this time, by the time this airs, Cooper Flagg should be a Maverick.
Yep.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much about it just because I'm still scared.
Like, I guess we never know. Yeah.
I mean, surely they're not going to do anything to F this up.
No.
No.
No. You like, can't. They've gotten so lucky to have this opportunity.
Yes.
To draft him with the first pick in the NBA draft, yeah. which is going down. And we also last week talked a little bit about the Mavs and like how to feel about this and them right now.
Yeah.
Because it's real weird because so many people are still so upset about Luka. Yeah. I haven't let myself get excited.
Same.
You know, I was reading about him a little bit today and he sounds, I mean, it's going to be great. He's going to be great. Seems like a good dude.
Dude is 18
years old. And
like when I tell you I'm old enough to be his
like a new face of the franchise grandmother. Kind of thing. Like
I'm old enough to be his grandmother.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Am I?
I don't know. I can't do math.
No, there's no way. Wait. 47 minus 18. I'm 29. Okay. Not grandmother. Great aunt.
Great aunt. Yeah. Yeah. But he sounds like an awesome dude. And
he does sound like a really good, well-grounded
start
kid.
Here. And it's what yeah. you want. You want the superstar. You want to draft the superstar. You want him to be a fabric of
home
the organization.
Homegrown talent.
Exactly. Yeah. The first quote that I read reading this article about him, he said, and I love this quote. This is what he said at the NBA draft media day. He said, I quote my mom a lot.
Aww.
And she was like, if you're the best player in the gym, you need to find a new gym. And I just think that's so smart. It's so true. It's like, you know, we talk about it with our kids. And do you want to be the
Dude,
best kid on a team?
What
or do you want to be
great effing quote
right from his mom, Mrs. Flagg? You
hey,
want to come on the mom game and
yes.
spit more knowledge?
What a I'm using that for if you're the yeah. If
yes.
you're the oh my gosh, I love that.
Yes, isn't that great?
Surely someone else has said that before, but if not, shout it. Thank you
right.
for bringing it
whether
back,
it's the team,
Flagg.
Whether it's
Fuck,
you know a baseball
amazing.
Field or yes. a basketball gym or a football field. If you're the best one there, like what are you getting out of this experience?
Time to find a new one.
Find a new one. So
God,
I loved
I love that.
Also, he I guess is like positionless. He says that's a good way to explain his yeah. position is like just all of the things,
sure,
any of the things, which is awesome. Just a really, I think I'm gonna let myself like Jake on the show last week said. He can't be excited. He can't watch the Mavs. Like, he's done because of how much, like, they destroyed what they had built and what they had brought the community into.
Get it?
He loved the Mavs and basketball because it's part of being a community. And then they blew that up. And he's like, well, you kind of blew it up for me.
Okay. So this would be my defense on that. Like, that was basically one dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to throw in Dumont. Three, if you want to believe Kid was involved. But that's Nico, right? Mm-hmm. This was a Nico decision. Done with his dear friend Rob Pelinka in L.A. But so it's like if so to me, I get that. And I get that you're pissed and angry. And I've had pissed and angry feelings towards sports
yeah,
organizations
and the
before.
Part of, like kind of screwing over Dirk and like or just like Dirk's even pissed.
What a jackass to. Yeah, we've covered that
yeah.
to go. I mean, it's fucking Dirk.
Right.
But
it's like if Dirk's
my whole
out,
thing is
we have to be out. Dirk seems like he's out.
But I think Dirk will come back. I think Dirk will be a mentor for Cooper Flagg. Also, too, I think about like Kyrie Irving, who just re-signed a contract with the Nets.
We love him.
I do. I love him. I mean, then like you look at like Klay Thompson and Anthony Davis. He didn't choose any of this.
Could be very legit.
Right. And then you look at Anthony, like he didn't choose any of that. Like, okay, well, then let's see what ride you can take me on. Like, it doesn't mean I'm going to congratulate Nico Harrison for ever doing anything right. Or
I still want him to be. So well, I want because, someone else to
because
like,
this is not like a good this is not like, oh, I told you this was my plan. It just it took a while for it to come together. No, you, this fell into your fucking lap. You had nothing to do with this.
Right.
Getting the number one draft pick. So I'm going to try to I'll push those things aside and I'll because I don't feel like it's fair. I don't feel like it's fair to Cooper Flagg. I don't feel like it's fair to Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, any of the guys on the roster. It's not fair to them. And all they're doing is fucking busting their ass and doing their job. So yeah, it's double bird to
like
Nico.
Lively, Gafford, like the ones that were here pre all this and are still here and their whole world's been rocked and they haven't done anything different.
Exactly. So double bird to Nico, go Mavs.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
I think so. I think so. As much as it will like pain me to see him having success and being like, oh, I have the last laugh.
But everyone knows.
I know.
That he just fell into this. That was no strategic move by him. Everyone knows.
Right. I'd still love if like they made Dirk the GM or like, just anyone that was more likable, like somebody, and then he could go do whatever, go fart around with Nike and LeBron and whatever. But this guy is something I think to be excited about. And like you just mentioning and running off the players that you just did, it's like you almost forget like how stacked this team is.
Yeah.
So it'll be really exciting to see what happens after they
For sure.
Draft Cooper Flagg.
And then just a like footnote that another. Two NBA teams have sold.
Yeah.
So the Lakers for $10 billion, which like apparently we automatically think that like these people that own these NBA franchises are, and I don't know how to evaluate the books and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know. Apparently it takes a fuck ton of money to make money in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Professional sports in general, I would assume. But anyway, so the Lakers sell for $10 billion and then Minnesota just sold to a group including Alex Rodriguez, the former Ranger, for like $1.6 billion, which goes to show you the disparity. Difference.
Yeah.
$10 billion with the Lakers, $1.6 billion for Minnesota. And then the Celtics and the Mavs all in the last year. That's four NBA teams, three of which are, I mean, Boston and LA, like you're talking about the blue bloods of the NBA.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something deeper there, right? Like,
yes.
It has to have to do with TV contracts. I don't understand it, but there's got to be something there. It's crazy.
Like, why are people wanting to get out? Why are people wanting to get in?
Yes.
If the people that are wanting to get out have good reasons, then why do the people who are wanting to get in not have those or not see those?
I think it has to do with like the capital you have readily available.
Yeah.
Also, I just made that up, so don't listen to me.
It sounded very brilliant.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers? They're just middling.
Yeah.
Just queue up the last time I talked about him. It's just, it's very up and down. Start, stop, can't get anything going consistently. Cody Bradford will have season-ending surgery. He hasn't pitched all year anyway, but he's going to have elbow surgery, which sucks.
Yeah, I saw that.
They take two steps forward, two steps back, sometimes three steps forward, two steps back, sometimes two steps forward, three steps back.
Right.
It's just, they can't seem
not
to get...
Not going
to
be there.
They can't seem to get in a groove.
Fair season.
But, I mean, we're at the halfway point. They're still in it. You know, this team has a propensity to, has shown the ability to turn it on, not last
when
season,
they need
but
to
season before. So,
season.
We'll see. But fucking the Astros, like, there they are, just 800 games above 500 and with a seven-game lead in the division. I'm like, when are they ever going to go away?
Gross.
They're never going to go away.
It felt weird going to Houston and, like,
I know. And I've got to
work
that series.
They're all in Astros stuff.
I know.
You'll be in Houston, right?
I'll be in Houston in a few weeks.
Okay.
Also, too, shout out to Ron Washington. So he's not managing the Angels right now because of health concerns.
Uh-oh.
So this happened or came down when I was on vacation. So I immediately texted him and I'm like, Washer, tell him, you know, are you okay? And he was like, I'm okay. I'm, you know, got to get some things in check and whatever. So apparently the players had noticed that he wasn't
right.
Right. And good on them for caring and for, you know, bringing it to someone's attention. Because I know Wash is not about to
say
like, hey, I need to go get this checked out.
Not feeling right.
Exactly. So I think he's doing fine. He texted me back immediately and said, I'm doing good. Thanks for the love. And I'll be back, you know, I'll be back soon. And my last message to him was, please listen to the doctors.
Yeah.
So
some people like,
some people just. No. And I think Wash is stubborn, but I think this probably woke him up a little bit, hopefully. So
I love the two headlines. Angels run Washington hoping to return soon amid health concerns. Angels manager Ron Washington steps away indefinitely due to health concerns. So like, which one is it? But
I think they're just not putting a timeline on it. Apparently he's there just trying. They're trying to remove him from the stressful daily situations of a manager. Stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep him in your thoughts. Love me some Ron Washington. And also, too, Elvis Andrews gets inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So I'll do the Q&A with him on Friday.
Is that like a live in front of fans thing?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's a luncheon. So I'll do that luncheon on Friday. I'm working this series.
Oh, good.
So hope to be able to catch up with some of his former teammates. I know Matt Harrison, Mitch Moreland, Michael Young, Adrian Beltre are all going to be in town, among others.
Great.
So, I wasn't originally scheduled to work this weekend. And then a few months ago, they were like, hey, can you work this series? And I was like, absolutely. So I'll do the luncheon on Friday. And then I will be there Saturday working for the actual induction. And then sweet Elvis and Corey, his wife, invited my family to sit in the suite that they have.
Oh, great.
To be with them.
They're going
to
love
that. So Hattie will not be here, but Henry and Mike are going to go. So I'm super excited about that. I'll be working, but they're going to go. So like, I think Elvis's family has a suite and then everyone else has like his, you know, friends and, you know, family that can't, but they have a separate suite. So
that's great.
I'm super excited.
Talk about like cool memories.
I know. And we love, and we got to get together with the Anderses. Mm-hmm. We went to Chicken and Pickle. We met because they're all the way up in Frisco. And so we found a Chicken and Pickle and met there and had a blast catching up with them and their sweet kids. And it was just a lot of fun. It just cracks me up. Not cracks me up, but I mean, I just think about like when I first met Elvis, he was just this just young, wide-eyed, big smile, infectious personality kid from Venezuela. And now he's like, I mean, he's one of my dearest friends. Like we text all the time. We talk all the time.
Oh, really?
Corey is, you know, his wife is amazing. Like it's just so funny.
So you said they live where, in Frisco?
They're in Frisco. Okay, they're so building a new house.
It's I always love when they come, like want to make the, their home with their family after playing in Dallas. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I know. I love that you guys get to be such a part of it.
I know. I'm super excited about it. Okay. So that's a little sports courts. What is on yo feed? Brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes, Julie. We are most grateful for them in the glow up that they've been able to give our business, especially on our social media channels. Audrey Dolan's Media can help your business with the same types of thing. I feel like a lot of people get to a point in their business where they're like, okay, everyone's doing this social media thing and I don't really know how to do it. And then you maybe try to hire an intern to like do your social media, and it's just a lot more than that these days. You can't do that. You need a business. You need somebody that can really, really help you, that knows what they're doing. And that is what Audrey Dolan's Media can do. They can help you with influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns, content creation and photography, social media management, website design, really anything having to do with any of that. They will be great at. Audrey and her team do an awesome job, and we are most grateful for all of their help. Go to audreydollins.com to find out more.
Okay, so I had the Britney Spears going off on her Astral exes.
That was interesting.
So we can quick hit that, but then I want to get to the cell phone ban that got put into effect, and then we'll do the other stuff. Or no, let's talk about Britney and then the early bird.
Mm-hmm.
Or not just early bird, but like the we need to do those together. What did we have? War. What is war?
What is war? What is it good for?
Oh, we have a war. Actual war.
We were like maybe going to try to decide.
Okay. This seems fitting. Let's do Britney Spears and Are We at War?
Okay.
In this segment.
Okay. Sounds great. So the headline, Britney Spears went off on her a-hole exes. And I actually saw this because anything Britney says now is interesting. You're going to want to read. And
I feel so sorry for
her. I feel sorry for her too. And you wonder when she says stuff like this, like, is this real? Is this true? Did she really not like her boyfriends and stuff. She says in a post that she's already deleted, she said, quote, I dated two effing complete a-holes. I realized I loved their dogs more than them. And I think it's because their dogs bowed to me every time I entered the room.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now, the guys were, of course, cruel humans that never even acknowledged me and never held my hand in the car for 6 years. I choose animals over people any day. She added that she'd been feeling defeated after an extremely shady week and said, I'm so turned off by humanity and the way people have literally, I have no words. So there's a lot there to unpack.
God bless her.
She, there's just got to be so many people for anyone that's famous. And especially if you're Britney Spears famous, like there's always people that want something from you.
I know.
And it sounds like it's just fully gotten to her. And she's saying here, which I think
I don't blame her. It would make you crazy.
It would make you crazy. It's so, I can't imagine. But, and there's a lot of like reality, like the way she says it is all wacky, Britney Spears wacky-ish. But like if your husband or boyfriend doesn't have to worship you, but if they don't put you on some sort of pedestal.
Yeah, and the whole and not she's Britney holding Spears. My hands in the car for 6 years. Like, those are very specific
That
instances.
Must be, like, her way of saying, like, her, to her, holding a hand in the car would be, that'd be her love language, if you will, yeah. maybe. But, like, just not being there for her or not really loving her.
Right,
just
but
really,
I,
like,
doesn't
kinda,
it show how
oh yeah
she's
it does.
Talking about specifically
something weird and specific
holding hands
it's like
car.
If you wanted them to hold your hand in the car probably should have just said so
right
do you hold hands in the car
we will on occasion
you hold hands
yeah we do I mean not a ton
that's
but like yeah. if we're on a walk or if we're going I don't know I mean sometimes it's not
I think it's
time.
Sweet I think a lot of people actually
yeah.
hold hands
yeah
I think holding hands is
I mean we're not
comeback.
Like a super romantic couple
right
like every once in a while like you know like I okay I'm gonna
I digress
okay so one of the things I did on vacation mm-hmm. I had insurance continuing education I had to complete mm-hmm. so 19 hours, knocked it out. Read a book.
Okay.
And so I had this fear right before we left because we've switched computers that all my family videos, so you know I do my pictures and I print them out. I also do the videos, all the videos that are on my phone every at the end of every year. I download all those videos onto iMovie. I make one movie. I label it. I put it. I just used to distribute it on DVDs to family. Now DVDs are like stupid. So now I do it in a link, whatever. I couldn't find them. Mm. And I fucking panicked. So I moved my panic to vacation and was like, okay, I've got all the tools here that I need. I think they're on this computer because we'd switched laptops.
I moved my panic to vacation.
So I moved my, I was like, I'm going to transfer this panic to vacation yeah. when I have time and I enjoy doing random shit like this and I'm not stressed yeah. out. So I found, I was able to find them and then I reorganized everything. I got them on my new computer. Everything's fine. I'm sure everyone
in the cloud.
Everyone will sleep better tonight knowing that all my family movies are intact. But I don't have a lot of those from my childhood. And so I want that for my kids and I want it for me. And so I'm going through them as I'm like re-downloading and doing shit, whatever. And I found a video of Mike and I dancing our last anniversary. And like, we're dancing to the song that we danced to at our wedding and we're on our porch and we had,
aww.
It's July 4th. We had friends over and my friend Lisa caught a video of us just dancing and we're just dancing. And we just don't do that very often.
Yeah.
Like we're not super, we're not very into PDA. I mean, we save all the good stuff for the bedroom. If you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm just kidding. So anyway, but I do like.
There's those testosterone pellets.
They're already working. But yeah, I like a good handhold until it gets sweaty and then I'm like, I'm out.
So like 0.4 seconds here in Texas right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. We just had our anniversary to 11 years and Kelly was on a golf trip and I was at Morgan Wallen with Ryder.
Uh-huh.
And that was like no cards, no presents, no nothing.
Yeah, we don't
but
do
it. Ours then. Is smooshed in between so much family.
Yep.
Like it's like his birthday, my birthday, Anna's birthday. Anyway, 11 years. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. My we have to is go coming up.
Go at least treat ourselves to a nice meal at
do
some
something.
Point and say it's for
happy anniversary.
Yeah. What is y'all's coming up?
Where's July 4th?
But how many years?
16. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
16 years.
Fun.
Okay.
I'm glad you found your movies.
Yes. So war. Are we at war, Julie?
Is this the news desk?
No, we're lumping these together.
Okay.
Because I figured it was, they're kind of on the same
Britney
page.
Spears at
Britney
war.
Spears and yeah. Are we at war?
Well, or you could say Britney Spears and Donald Trump.
Oh my God. What's happening?
I don't know. I think that like we were about to go to war and then like we now aren't, hopefully. I feel like that's what I've taken out of this. We've been blowing up. We blew up the nuclear base in Iran. Like all this stuff. I mean, dating back to like, you know, 9/11, like everything. Like I just can't keep up. I can't follow. I know there's a lot that's been going on.
Yeah.
And for every president since has had to like navigate all this.
So you're probably not old enough. I was telling I can't remember who I was telling about this. When we went to war against Saddam Hussein, mm-hmm. and this was when I had to be in like junior high or I don't even know what year it was. My dad went out and bought t-shirts. Like we had t-shirts like, let's blow these motherfuckers up.
Oh my gosh.
Like there was.
Did you wear them?
Honey, I was in Plainview, Texas. We were. Yes. We were wearing all of.
War t-shirts.
I had worked. I wish I would have saved them because now people that are like normal and not from the sticks don't believe me. But we had literally had like
love to see little Emily in a let's blow these mofos up t-shirt.
Yes. I mean, I don't think they were vulgar, but it was like there were legit t-shirts that like
that was
like,
way
let's
more
go get them. It was so weird.
Right. Well, and after they hit us, like I feel like a lot of people were. Way more.
Well, no, this wasn't 9/11. This was pre-9/11.
Okay. I just feel like right now people don't even necessarily, some people are really following and know what's happening and then some people don't.
I have
no clue. Right?
Yeah.
But yes, we obviously, he didn't want Iran planning nuclear attacks, and one way to go about trying to prevent that from happening is blowing up their like where they're building everything and all their nuclear weapons and everything. And that's what he did. And it was some sort of bomb that has to go like underground to like the bunker where they're building everything, and the U.S. is the only one that has this bomb. I did learn that. I was reading about it. So it's like goes underground and like destroyed everything. And so obviously it pissed them off. And then there were a couple days there where it was like, what are they going to do to fight back? We're all on edge. What's going to happen? They attacked our this is where I need to just stop talking. They attacked our nuclear base or whatever over there in. I was doing so well.
This is like what?
In Qatar, I think, is where it was.
I think it's Qatar.
Qatar, Qatar.
Everyone
says both.
It's pretty
There's
sure
both. Qatar.
I don't know anything.
Either way, Qatar to me is bug spray. I don't know. It's like some sort of bug spray Qatar. I don't know. Qatar.
Okay, I think it's Qatar. But
either way, I think that's where I need to stop talking. But they did retaliate, but it wasn't like on our homeland. It was on, you know, an affiliate area. And so now it's like he did say there was like a ceasefire between Iran and Israel, which we were.
But then they were like, just kidding.
I don't know. Yes, it's all crazy. It's all crazy.
What's the explanation I gave of some show and it was a complete rambling mess?
Oh, the Tylenol documentary.
Yes. We should put those side by side.
We should. Like, whose bad story was better?
I feel like yours was more factual than mine.
Mine was factual until it got to the second half. I was doing great there at the beginning. But then I forgot where and how they retaliated. But there was and there still is. It's like the whole question mark is like, are we going to go to war over this stuff that Donald Trump is doing, that they're doing? It's all been like brewing for a long time. Is it finally going to come to a head?
And
if so, what the hell do you do? Like, how do you protect your family?
And then hold on to your ass with Donald Trump. Like, no political affiliation here.
I think we can all agree. Hold on to your ass.
Like, hold on to your ass. Like, and the dude's going to fire some shit off, like, with words.
So unstable. And
on social media.
And
social media.
Hopefully that ceasefire thing is real and true, because I think that's what all this was about. So if they agree to that, then we can all just chill and sit down. But something tells me that won't happen. But it is like, are we going to have war? And then it is apparent if there was a war. What do you tell your kid? You know, all that. It's like, huh. So that's all we got for today. Next week, we'll see what's evolved. How about that?
Can't wait for the update from Julie next week.
Ew.
Okay.
Not doing that again.
I wasn't touching that with a 10-foot pole. We all know I don't know what the fuck is going on in our world. Okay. Speaking of news, let's get to some PMG News Desk brought to us by our friends at Estill Dog Camp for Kids. So my doggies were with Robbie for the duration of our Florida trip. He's fantastic. He's going to have a camp for kids. This is not the first time he's doing this. It is getting bigger. And so I told him that we would help promote it. And we are the official media sponsor, Julie.
Oh.
The Mom Game is the official media sponsor of Estill Dog Camp for Kids. So they're basically teaching kids how to interact with dogs and how to read them, act with them. It's for ages 6 to 16. It's Saturday, August 9th from 9 to 12 p.m. at Printed Threads in Fort Worth. Lunch is provided after the learning period. You know, parents can drop their children off. They're welcome to stay. Robbie is providing all of the dogs, but it's basically just an opportunity for maybe kids who are a little, you know, skittish around dogs. They don't know how. They've never been around dogs. Like, just how to read them. And also, too, he's starting to teach them how to train them.
Yep.
The healthy habits for dogs.
I love this.
Walking them. How to make them sit before they go outside. And all these things that they can do. And trying to kind of empower the kids. Make them feel more comfortable if they aren't already around dogs. And then, you know, just kind of educate just like he does with grown-ups. So,
yep.
Anyway, visit EstillDogPsychology.com or check him out on Instagram. He's on my stuff. I'm a huge proponent of Robbie and what he's been able to do with my doggies.
In Fort Worth.
Yeah.
August 9th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yep. And I think I'm going to try to get out there. Yeah. And take my kids out there too to, you know, see what it's all about.
Are you going to drop them off or stay and watch?
I'm going to stay and watch. Maybe not the whole time, but I'll stay and watch for a little bit.
If you talk to him, tell him I want to do it.
Okay.
Too.
August 9th. Yeah.
Yeah. My kids did start a pet sitting business.
Okay.
By the way. And I made a flyer.
Well,
it's in my calendar already.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah. Because there are little things you can do to read. Because sometimes dogs, like, you know, how can you read a dog? Well, if the hair is standing up on the back of their neck, probably best to not, you know, and then also being calm, like, and how if you're calm, then they're calmer. Like, it's just, he's so good about the psychology of,
yeah,
dogs that it's
oh, I love
really
that he's
beneficial.
Doing this.
Yeah.
There should be more
yes.
things like this.
Yeah.
So
check
great.
It out. He's fantastic.
We'll both likely be there.
Yes.
And we might make like a Fort Worth day out of it. Go to the zoo after or something like that.
Yeah.
www.estilldogpsychology.com or just like and follow Estill Dog Psychology on Instagram. And you can follow along as he continues to push out information about this and anything else.
Yeah. Okay. So we had some things I want to put off till next week. So puberty talk and then the top 10 minor annoyances that stress us out. Mm-hmm. I feel like that ties into
in our war
menopause
update.
And the war update. Excuse me. Let me make note of the Julie's
I also did a talent show war. What are we good for dance?
Julie's war update.
Yes, that'll all be next week.
Got it. Everybody mark your calendars. Okay, so a couple things I did want to talk about, touch on. So still, okay, couple things that happened in our Texas world.
Mm-hmm.
The bill that was going to outlaw THC got vetoed.
It got vetoed.
So yes, early bird
is here to stay.
It's here to stay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let me tell you something. I already had the email ready to Eric that was like, whatever it takes, send me all the backup, everything you've got. Just send me all your inventory. Let me know. So thank goodness. You know, and I think he cited, I mean, it is job. It was like going to be 5,500 jobs that were going to be lost.
Yeah.
Are we really that worried? Like, and then I guess Dan Patrick, who's
he's all mad.
Our lieutenant governor was like, the drug lords are running THC consumption. Like, what? Whatever. I don't know.
And they're like, they're at odds about this. So
again,
it's
politics.
Like Governor Abbott, like, utilizing his power.
Here we go. Political expert Julie Dobbs joining us. So is the lieutenant governor, he's elected, right? Like, they don't have to be friends.
Right.
Well, Abbott.
I think they run together. Like,
oh, do they?
I think. Yeah.
You
they very much do. Yes, I'm very.
Then why are they fighting so publicly? That's a really bad look.
It is a bad look.
Can you please? I don't think that's correct.
Maybe not.
So do you have a?
Why do we need a lieutenant governor if we have a governor?
I don't. Just in case something happens.
Is it a vice president? Is it the same?
But they're not on the same ticket. I need you to Google. Does the governor? I had no idea about that.
No, there's no way.
Does the governor? Oh shit.
Does the lieutenant governor get elected? Yes, they're generally elected, but the specific method varies by state.
Okay, so does the governor...
They're elected separately from the governor in some states, while in others, they run on a joint ticket with the governor. So no wonder we're confused, because all the states do it differently.
So maybe we should Google, in Texas, does the governor pick his lieutenant governor?
Okay.
I just try to fix your mic flag and do a Google search. Oh my God, you're a disaster. I love it.
Well, you're asking me these very hard questions. But regardless, it is interesting that they're conflicting and fighting.
I feel like they fight a lot, though.
Yeah, I think they do. And he's like, I thought we had a plan. And then all of a sudden, Governor Abbott vetoes the bill. And so I'm glad. I'm happy for our friends.
I am, too. I'm happy for me and my sleep schedule.
Right. I know. It just seemed kind of like, why fight this battle? And I think that's what Governor Abbott said in the end, is like, why?
And good for everyone for galvanizing. Like, what are we doing? Already Early Bird talks about, like, they have a hint of THC. It's so small. Like, they're already, you know, abiding under the guidelines that are in place. Mm-hmm. Do we need to strip those away and just say F it to all of it? So, yay.
Right. So they're elected in Texas every 4 years by the statewide ballot, separately from the governor rather than together or as a team. So it is possible to be from different political parties.
But they're both Republicans, right?
I think.
I don't know.
But yeah, they're not. They didn't run together, like I said. So I lied.
Right.
Don't come to me for political knowledge.
Okay. And then the last thing I want to talk about was the cell phone ban.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal.
So we backed off the THC ban, but we are banning cell phones
in schools, mm-hmm. which I'm going to tell you, I don't disagree with at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the cell phones are a distraction in our life, period. And for school age kids, like, and listen, Henry takes a phone to school.
I actually love this. Now I don't have kids.
And you haven't tasted haven't gotten a taste of what it's like for them to have it. So there have been times when there was like an incident in the vicinity of our school and they put it on lockdown. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Henry will text me and he'll be like, Mom, we're on lockdown. I'm mm-hmm. scared. And I'll be like, hey, buddy. Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. Don't worry. It's not at the school. But it's within a mile. Don't forget there's a fire station right by your school. Like, don't be scared. It's okay. And so that being able to communicate with him in that way mm-hmm. is comforting to me as a parent. However, that he's had his phone at school for 2 years now. That's happened one time.
Right.
So I realize that the law of averages are he's not going to need that phone to communicate with me in that way the vast, vast, vast majority of the time. I think it will make things easier on the teachers, which I think is important. And I am a huge
They're
fan
up
of.
Against so many.
So I feel like I haven't read the bill or whatever it is, but I feel like it should be the kids are allowed to have their phone in their possession. They cannot take it out and be on it unless it's an emergency.
What I was just reading is they are going to try to keep them like out of sight, away.
Right. And that's the thing is, can you have your phone in your backpack? For sure. Keep it in your back. Don't get it out.
Schools must either prohibit the devices on campus or provide secure storage for them with punishments for violations. I think that I like this because, I mean, what other science research do we need that it's bad to have?
It's a distraction, period.
But like
all of
the social media, the group texts, everything that kids are doing now, the Snapchats, like if we can slowly, like little by little, go back to the way things used to be.
Right.
Where there were never phones anywhere. Like we didn't have phones.
Right.
Cell phones didn't exist when we were in high school and we were just fine. Like our parents were able to communicate with the school if they had to.
Yep.
It was just never a thing. And I think mental health was a lot better then. And so I just feel like any little thing like this, you know, and for the parents that are maybe trying to keep their kids from getting social media, keep their kids from having a phone, or keep their kids from being, you know, say some are starting at 12, 13, 14, but like, say I don't want my kids to have one until they're 15 or 16. This makes their life easier because everyone around them isn't going to be pulling their phone out all day long at school. Right. And I can't imagine what it's like to A, be a teacher and have to fight them looking at their phone during class, but also like being a, I can't imagine being a student and like hopping out of one class and being like, let me just check my text before I get to my next class. Like, I just can't imagine. Yeah. I think when you're at school, you should go to school. And
yeah,
all the social stuff could happen later, after school, whatever. I like it because I know how bad phones are for kids and social media and all that.
Totally,
so it's a
agree.
Step in the right direction.
Yes.
But I so also I totally, don't have kids.
Exactly.
At that age.
So I totally agree. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And I feel like that if, you know, but Henry's taken his phone to school the last 2 years. Now he's gotten it taken up for pulling it out at inappropriate times when he's not supposed to, and rightfully so. So my, like I said, now though, that now that my kids are older, so I've tried to kind of let loose a little bit this summer. And like, if my kids are going to go, you know, Henry left the house yesterday at 11 o'clock and I didn't see him again until six. And, but I could check, I could do the Find My, I could check where he was and all that kind of. So I've gotten used to the luxuries of technology as far as monitoring my kids.
Once he leaves school, right?
For sure. Like, right. But I'm just saying, like, there's also too some, there's some level of comfort knowing that your children have a lifeline to you.
Yeah.
But also too, it's only because I said the same things 3 years ago before my kids had phones.
Yeah.
The same things you were saying. And I was like, there's no need for that. Why would you need it? But then once it's just like anything
else. Well, yes, it'll be cool to communicate with my child, but also like, I don't know if I really need them. I guess you tell the teacher or.
Right. Just wait.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying.
Say your kid's in class and they're like, I really need to talk to my mom. The teacher has a cell phone. They could message you.
For sure. But not all. Once you get into middle school.
Yeah.
Teachers don't have parents' phones. It's not like elementary school where it's like one big happy la la family. This once you get to middle school, it's like.
But they would have your kid knows your phone number. Could call you if they need
for sure.
To.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I said the same exact thing you were saying 5 years ago before my kid before I had a direct line to my kids. And now I feel I'm not all the way on the other side. I'm not like my kid should have his phone whenever he wants. But I'm like, listen, if he's got his backpack and he keeps it there, but like even after school, like stuff like that, like.
Oh, for sure.
Me, that's
when they're
okay.
not in school, when they're in school, you know where they're at.
Right.
You know what they're doing.
Right. But like if there's.
I actually don't want to be bothered that like my tummy hurts and shit like I am now.
Oh, I don't get my tummy hurts.
I get the nurse calling all the time. I'm like.
Right. But know. Like when there was when there was that thing and he was terrified and they're literally covering, you know, that to me, that was worth it to have it. But I'm just saying, once you get a taste of it, once you, you know, and I will say like some of my favorite like. Correspondences with my kids are them sending me text messages.
Oh, I love that. Just
about stuff.
School, right?
Yes. But again, wait until your kid.
Does he message you a lot from school?
No.
So it won't affect that much.
No. But I'm saying you have one time when they're on lockdown at school and your child is terrified and does not know what to do or what to think and has no idea what's going on. And all he wants is a lifeline to you.
Yeah.
He wants to be in communication with you. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
To know that your child is terrified.
I haven't experienced that.
Terrified. And they're not, because they're not allowed to say certain things. The administrators and teachers, rightfully so. But to not be able to be there for that. Like when you've experienced that one time, it's all it takes.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, he's terrified and I don't want him to feel alone. And so. Maybe that makes me a soft mom or whatever.
No,
I am,
no, and I haven't experienced.
You experienced that one time, and you think, listen, in case of emergency,
No so way. If it was still in their, I don't know, backpack or whatever, then they could still do that in case of emergency.
Right. It's just like anything else.
Yeah.
Just, you keep some in your backpack. You're not allowed to pull it out.
Right.
In case of emergency.
In case of emergency, for sure.
I mean, but we also
all the other stuff I think is like not needed. Not
100%.
Necessary. But 100%. In case of emergency is a different story.
Yeah. And putting the genie back in the bottle, it's going to be hard. Like I think about, like I'm not worried about, I mean, Henry's still in middle school. Like he's got one more year in middle school. Like those high school kids, woo-wee.
Right.
That's
I have
be...
heard that everybody emails, though, even if they don't have their phone. Like I've heard because they all have computers now. So like they can email their parents. Like I've heard the moms get emails throughout the day. Like, hey, mom, I'm just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've never gotten an email.
You haven't? But if
no, but it might be older.
You might next year if he can't have his phone.
Right.
So if they have their computer up in class, they can shoot a quick email. So there's still that option, I guess.
Sure. The bottom line is we're all now way more aware and have much more access to technology than we did before.
Yeah.
And once you get, it's just like anything. Once you get used to it, then it gets taken away. It's like, ooh.
And it's still, we're still kind of in the new phase of figuring it all out. I think if this does last and my kids start get phones and start school and don't have this, don't have the opportunity to have their cell phones at school, they'll never know the difference. So it'll be easier.
Exactly.
Like it, for yours, it's hard to say you can and now you can't and you can't. Yeah. And now you can't. Hattie has put it in this bag.
I mean, Hattie's been in elementary school, so she doesn't.
Right.
I mean, she and won't so know any different.
For her. I think if it, to establish that as just kind of the way it is at school is good. So hopefully.
I mean, we survived. We were fine.
We all survived.
But it's just like I was saying, anything else, you get like a taste of it and you're like, oh gosh, I'm so glad I was there to calm him. He was so, so worried.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not a big deal. This is not affecting your school.
Oh, I mean, 9/11 went down when we were in school.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I was in, you were too. Like we were in school.
And oh no, I wasn't. I was
where were
working.
You? You were working. I was in high school.
Yeah.
Like, and so I remember watching it all on the news and probably wanting to talk to my mom, but I wasn't like panicking. I don't know. I just, the teacher told me what to do.
Right.
The school told us to stay.
Yes.
Whatever.
Again, it all goes back to what you're what normal is for you.
Yeah.
Right. And so now all these kids have been able to have that. And now you're trying to put the genie back in the bottle and it's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying like, dude, my kid should be able to allowed to have his phone anywhere. But like, I want him to be able to take it in his backpack because like he walks probably 3 blocks home or not home, but to where I pick him up. I'm like, I just want to be able to talk to him.
Yeah. And you have a really great kid that's like doing it the right way.
And not even like talk to him. I just want to be able to say like,
people are like probably doing drug deals and stuff.
Right. But like, hey, I'm running late or whatever. Like, it's nice to have the open line of communication.
For sure. That part will be great. I just think in the school behind, you know, from 8 to 4 or whatever.
Agreed. They shouldn't be on their phones.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Completely agreed.
Yeah.
But
it'll probably eliminate a lot of issues for the schools and the
teachers. Well, and also too, the teachers are gonna have to be off their phones.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
A lot of teachers on their phones.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, we see that still because I text them.
Well, and probably they need to be.
Yeah. But no, it's a very interesting topic. Interesting to see how all of that evolves.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
We've covered a lot, man.
We have.
We've covered
all right.
A lot.
I can't wait for next week when we have puberty talk and Julie's war update. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be good.
Okay. That's it.
That's it for now.
That's it for now.
One glass show.
That's the one. Well, I mean, I had a glass and a half.
Oh.
You had some?
No, I just had the one.
You're lying. Well, maybe I had two then.
That's fine. You deserve it.
Yeah, no, I don't know why.
You got pelleted today.
Yes, that's right. I got to balance out the testosterone.
You got pelleted.
Coursing through
I get to go host a sleepover tonight.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Ryder. Yay. Okay, we'll see you next week for 277. Both back in studio, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit later. It's going to be Thursday, right? Or is that next week? No, the following week.
Mm-hmm. Following week.
We're back.
We're back.
In studio.
Yeah, next week.
All right. Okay.
Later.
Mom, you out.